9. Keep your dial set right there, for we are the Good News Station. Well, I am happy to welcome you to Prayer and Share. This is our first morning of the fundraising event, David and Karen. And here we are, the whole team's pretty much awake, and looks like we came in here wide-eyed and ready to answer phone calls today and ready to receive your donations. Some of you have already been sending in some mail, and we are going to be endeavoring to get through every donation that has come in, unless, of course, you want yours to be an angel donation. And that simply means that you would like your donation information to not be given. We do not give last names, at least on purpose, we never do.
Yep.
A couple times, maybe, something slipped. But basically, we give the first names when the donations come in. We also are looking for prayer requests, praise reports, and you can go to WCNO.com and check out our brand new webpage, I think, that's just been birthed. And if you find some glitches there, then maybe you can help us out with that, because we are a work in process. But we want to thank all of you who have been a part of this ministry over many years, and we're well over 30 years now, and thank you for your faithfulness. Many of you have listened over that time, you've given many times, and you've prayed for us, and we are so glad that you're with us this morning. Well, we are going to go to Psalm 22, and this is a psalm that really calls our attention to this time of year. And David and Karen, it's been on my heart to just take special note. Praise God. To take special note of the goodness of God in regards to the gift of salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. It looks to me like a dear pastor friend has just blown through the door and came in right on schedule here this morning. So, Pastor Darrell, great to have you with us. Pastor Darrell from First Baptist Church, right here in beautiful Stuart, Florida. Let me make sure your mic is on.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Welcome, good to be with welcome, you. Welcome. All right, so we are going to read a few verses from Psalm 22, and then we're going to open up with prayer, and Pastor Orm is going to lead us in that time. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why do you remain so distant? Why do you ignore my cries for help? Every day I call to you, my God, but you do not answer. Every night you hear my voice, but I find no relief. Yet you are holy. The praises of Israel surround your throne. Our ancestors trusted in you, and you rescued them. You heard their cries for help and saved them. They put their trust in you and were never disappointed. But I am a worm and not a man. I'm scorned and despised by all. Everyone who sees me mocks me. They sneer, shake their heads, saying, "Is this the one who relies on the Lord? Then let the Lord save him. If the Lord loves him so much, let the Lord rescue him. Yet you brought me safely from my mother's womb and led me to trust you when I was a nursing infant. I was thrust upon you at my birth. You have been my God from the moment I was born. Do not stay so far from me, for trouble is near. No one else can help me. My enemies surround me like a herd of bulls, fierce bulls of Bashan. Have hemmed me in. Like roaring lions attacking their prey, they come at me with open mouths. My life is poured out like water, and all of my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax melting within me. My strength is dried up like sun-baked clay. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have laid me in the dust and left me for dead. My enemies surround me like a pack of dogs. An evil gang closes in on me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count every bone in my body. My enemies stare at me and gloat. They divide my clothes among themselves, throw dice for my garments. O Lord, do not stay away. You are my strength. Come quickly to my aid. Rescue me from a violent death. Spare my precious life from these dogs. Snatch me from the lion's jaws." Years ago, as we were producing a passion play to minister, had many complaints that that it was too bloody, and that we should post a notice that young people should not be allowed to come. And I thought of what, in fact, it's probably even worse today. So many families will take their children to and celebrate Halloween and things of that nature and had no problems, but they had serious problems looking at the cross and seeing how much God loves us. Well, I, for one, want to go on record that I thank God for the cross.
Amen.
And for Jesus who gave his life for us.
Amen.
Pastor Darrell, open us up. What's God put on your heart this morning?
Well, praise the Lord for y'all. I'm glad that you're still in business.
Amen. We are too.
And you have the great privilege to raise some more money.
There we go. There we go. Amen. Amen. It happens every 6 months at least.
There you go. There you go. And as you know, you attended the Crisis Pregnancy Center
banquet. Yes.
They had a record donation this time.
I'm looking for the report. Do you have the report?
Well, I know the first night they raised $159,000.
Well, that's wonderful.
Wow. And that was a record for them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So I don't know what I don't know the total for the two nights, but
tremendous.
Well, actually, I've seen it, and it surpassed what they needed for their budget.
You know, I saw a guy that looked a lot like you that evening. and somebody was picking on Baptist. I couldn't believe that happened, but something about with a cold or something. I mean, I don't know. I think it was Amy. No,
it was their chairman of the
their
board.
Their chairman, yes.
But I didn't understand that. She didn't understand
I
that.
Still
I
don't understand. I don't understand it either.
I think he was playing safe somehow. I don't know.
Well, anyhow, the great news is that that's a great cause, and God is providing for
well,
that.
Well, one of my favorite jokes is, you know what Presbyterians are, don't you?
What's that?
Baptists that can read.
Oh my, well, amen. well, okay, amen.
It's safe. All the, okay. It's differential.
It's differential, and so the Presbyterians can call us with their version this morning.
Well, actually,
so.
they get the up on that.
Oh, okay, all right. Good deal, good deal. But that was a great night. We're very excited to see what God's doing here in the Treasure Coast, that there is an awakening, I believe, in our area.
Amen. Amen.
So what are you going to share with us? You're going to pray with us. I know you're going to do that.
I know you're doing it too, but I'd like to invite everyone to our sunrise service over on the property on 76 next to the disaster relief trailer with a banner. We're going to be there from 7 to 8 Sunday morning and just celebrate the resurrection of the Lord there. And they say there's about 49,000 vehicles pass there every day, so it'll be whoever shows up, you'll be a part of a witness as well.
What time again is that?
7 o'clock.
7 a.m.
Yep, 7. And we're not putting up our tent this time. We're just gonna throw chairs up and
okay,
keep it kind of simple, and then we've got breakfast at church afterwards. And we've encouraged all of our people to bring pork products, so If you're a Messianic Jew, you're still welcome to come, and we will have bagels. We will have bagels.
Oh, well, there you go.
But lots of pork products.
A lot of pork products.
Yes.
You will pray over it, though.
Oh, we'll definitely pray over it. You know, God descended them in a sheet.
There you
said,
go.
There you go.
Kill and eat.
Kill and eat.
And we take that. We're literalists.
Okay, you're literalists. Well, amen. Amen. We won't mess up the whole day with the menu, but amen.
Well, keep in mind, a true literalist would also eat the sheet. But...
Well, I don't know how you kill a sheep.
There's a special way.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's somewhere in Leviticus.
Well, I don't think he said eat everything there. No. Eat the wrapper. So I don't know.
Well, amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Excited to see what God's doing. Like you say, well, Sunday before last, a young family came up to me as the mom, the dad, and one of them's mom, and I didn't know them, they were new, and they said, we want to join your church. And I said, that's great. And they said, we don't have any church background, and we don't know what to do. Mm. And I said, well, have you given your lives to Christ? And they said, not yet. And so right there we huddled, a holy huddle, the four of us, and all three of them prayed to receive Christ, and so they're going to get baptized Easter Sunday morning.
Oh, praise God!
And but that's kind of, as you know, these years, that's kind of unusual.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We'll take a whole lot more of that.
Yeah, exactly.
That is tremendous.
And I mean, our folks are excited about them as others, but because they're a blank sheet, I mean, they're not coming from any other church. There's nothing hopping around. You know, they're getting saved and adding to the kingdom. And
this sounds like the work of the Holy Spirit.
It sounds distinctly like that.
Yes. Yes.
So we're excited about
that's great.
That.
Awesome.
And as other things too. We were traveling 2 weeks ago, stopped at a hotel in Savannah, Georgia. When I walked in, it was 9:30 at night, and the owner had the accent, had the look, and I said, okay, India or Pakistan? He said, sir, I am from India, not Pakistan. And I said, okay, and I said, I guess Hindu? He said, that is correct. And I said, do you read your Gita, your Bhagavad Gita? I read my Gita every day, you know. And so I said, well, we need to talk. And he said, I would look forward to it, sir. So the next morning, when we came down, had breakfast, and then when we were checking out, he was back behind the counter, and I swung around the plastic protection cage, you know, and we're talking off to the side, and I share Jesus with him, and he gives his life to Christ.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I said, how old are you? And he's 53 years old, so he'd been a Hindu for 53 years, and gave his life to Jesus.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Really beautiful. And I'm loving it. So we're sending him a Bible and all that good stuff. So
awesome.
It's exciting.
Amen. It is.
That is awesome.
And I praise the Lord for y'all. You want to tell the truth on everything these days. That's not popular. Anyone listening, I want to encourage you to be discerning.
Mm.
And to be critical, analytical thinkers, and to measure your whole life by principles like Scripture tells us to do, you know. Mm-hmm. And these were more noble than all the rest because, you know, they examined it against Scripture. And do that with everything in your life, and develop your convictions that way, live that way, and vote that way. We had a lady come up to one of our deacons at church Sunday after church and said, Pastor Darrell, you know, always, you know, not, she didn't say always, but I don't like it when he does the politics and all that. And our deacon said, well, that's why we're here, you know, because he really believes that all of life scripture should be applied to it.
Absolutely.
And especially who rules us.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back into our history. John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice, Chief Justice, John Jay said that God in his sovereignty has appointed us, has given us the privilege to appoint our rulers, and it behooves us to appoint Christians as our rulers. Yeah. First Supreme Court justice, you know. So from the beginning of this country.
That's our foundation.
It is. And and everybody better listen. If we don't get this one right, you're going to lose it all.
Yeah.
We're going to become another Marxist nation. Period. Mm-hmm. We are. Mm-hmm. Mark my words. You can say you heard it on this radio broadcast. Of course, I'm not being revelatory. Anybody with a modicum of discernment can see we're right at the tipping point.
Yeah, for sure.